WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Former First Lady Michelle Obama campaigned with Vice President Kamala Harris for the first time at a rally in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
It's either Donald Trump in there stewing over his enemies list, or me working for you, checking off my to-do list.
Former President Donald Trump was also in Michigan as well as Pennsylvania.
I will end Kamala Harris's war on Pennsylvania energy, and we will frack, 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 okay? She's not going to frack.
World leaders are waiting to see how Iran handles the first ever open Israeli military attack. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
Israeli Army spokesman Daniel Hagari said the Israeli attacks were precise strikes on military targets, but Israel is prepared for any Iranian response.
Our defensive and offensive capabilities are fully mobilized. We will do whatever necessary to defend the state of Israel and the people of Israel.
He also said Israel now has more aerial freedom of movement. Israeli analysts said the fact that Israel limited itself to military targets could mean that Iran will choose not to respond. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
Iran says four people were killed in the attack, all from the country's military. McDonald's is taking action after a deadly E. coli outbreak that has sickened at least 75 people in 13 states. It's linked to raw onions on quarter-pounder hamburgers. One person in Colorado died. The source is believed to be a California farm. Here's CBS News Colorado's Karen Morfitt.
McDonald's announced they will stop sourcing onions from Taylor Farms' Colorado facility indefinitely. The fast food chain previously announced they stopped serving quarter pounders at 20% of their nearly 14,000 U.S. locations.
Some other fast food chains, including Burger King and Taco Bell, have removed onions from their menus as a precaution. Halloween makes major money for retailers.
It's spooky season. No longer about kids trick-or-treating, Halloween is now an economic powerhouse. Spending this year is expected to reach $12 billion. Carly Childhouse with the National Confectioners Association says Halloween is about so much more than October 31st.
It's an entire seasonal opportunity to decorate your home and plan a costume and, of course, enjoy some chocolate and candy.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
And the big day is Thursday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Got a problem with MaxSync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. MaxSync Radio. Radio for the people.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight, and it's live in the lair. Presented by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Also sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. I'm pretty excited about this because our good friends, Alex White and the Friends, are in the studio here. I think everything is going all right in there. How are you doing tonight, Alex?
I'm good. Thanks a lot for having us, guys.
Great to have you. Rocker, everything okay, brother?
Everything's okay. We were doing a last-second headphone check here. So
excellent.
We're good. Best known as founding member of the Midwest jam funk band Pine Travelers, songwriter and guitarist Alex White has played in dozens of bands in his 20-year career as a professional musician. Elf Lettuce is one that comes to mind. And during those years, he toured with much of the U.S. extensively and had the privilege of being the weekly opening act for Clyde Stubblefield, the legendary funky drummer.
Give the drummer some.
Alex White and friends perform shows steeped in funk, rock, and Americana, blended with a healthy dose of improvisation. And we are ready to jam in the lair with Alex White and the friends. Alex, Ashish, Dave, and Matt, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, Alex, you know, before we learn about your band and your friends, let's start with your backstory. I mean, how did you get started playing music?
Well, I played trumpet in high school. Before that, my parents actually had a folk band, and they would sometimes rehearse in our living room.
Really?
Early memories were, staying up past my bedtime at that point, listening to the band rehearse, and then being put to bed, and my mom having to drag me away because I just didn't want the music to stop. So,
what kind of music? What kind of artists were they, like, covering, or was it original? Or
did it have
a drum set?
It was no, they really didn't have much percussion. My mom would play a little tambourine, but it was like mostly acoustic based. It was like, you know, kind of like 60s folk stuff. Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Oh,
Peter,
yeah.
Paul and Mary, Simon and Garfunkel, some of the old, you know, 60s folk stuff.
How much of that stuff that you grew up listening to, how much have you drawn that into what you write?
Well, I mean, it's always an influence for me. I'll always love that stuff. Every good songwriter, I love variety. But yeah, definitely, I mean, a lot of that. I mean, harmony-wise, I'm lucky to, you know, have Ashish and other singers sing with me to get like a good two-part harmony.
Yeah.
But I know my limits, so, you know, I'll never have the harmonies of that. But songwriting, I mean, anything I can glean from all that stuff, I'd still try to carry it with me, you know. But also other stuff, too, obviously.
Right.
And what did you grow up listening to?
Well, I mean, it was that stuff. And then, you know, when I'm getting into middle school and stuff, it's a lot of grunge, Nirvana, Green Day, all that stuff.
Oh, all right.
Got into high school later, got into, the Dead and some jam stuff. But,
Second time the Dead has come up tonight.
The Grateful Dead. I mean, come on, Jimmy.
They're all pervasive, even not in Madison, you know, for better or worse. Mostly better.
Even not in Madison. That's actually kind of funny.
Tongue in cheek.
Tell us something insightful about Clyde Stubblefield. You were opening up for the band with Elf Lettuce every week, right?
Yeah, we got an opportunity. Our friend Brett, he knew Clyde, and he really believed in us, and we had a good soundboard recording from one of our shows at High Noon, and he played it for Clyde, and he's like, yeah, have them come. We'll try them out, you know, 1 week. And he apparently really liked our live sound. So then he let us, he's like, y'all want to do this? Like, we're like every, like, house opener, house band.
Wow.
We're like, yeah, thank you, sir. May we have another, you know, it was amazing. We did it for like about a solid year. We were his opener. It was best musical internship I've ever had.
What can you tell me about Clyde? Something insightful that you may have learned over the year of opening for him?
Well, one of the main things that I can think of is that he's just such a pocket drummer, quintessential, like a human metronome. And you think of, you know, the crazy drum solos, the flare and the flash, but it really stuck with me that he was one of those cats that was so well respected, not for the flash and the flare, but for the pocket and being so good without being show-offy. But the people who knew, he just had that thing, and he was so respected and sampled and adored for it. And it was subtle and awesome.
This would be a good time to remind everybody that Clyde Stubblefield should be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Can we get an amen on that?
Amen.
Amen. Thank to you. The drummer stuff.
Fucking A.
Let's get the movement going. Rally.
Wow. Well, let's get to some live music here in the lair with Alex White and the friends, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called Papa La Funk, and it's from your North of Center EP. Tell us about this song before you play.
Well, this was one of those ones that was basically, you know, came it got written organically. It was just a funky dance groove in B minor. I fleshed it out with some lyrics that ended up working after a couple drafts, and then an instrumental bridge. And then I had actually a rap verse that I thought was really good. It had a good flow, but it didn't have a home. It needed a song. And it turns out I tried it with this, and it ended up working as the third verse. So it's basically that kind of fleshed out two things fused into one, and I think it worked out.
Well, let's dive right in here. You're live in Delayers, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Move to Binison.com. You're live in Delayer with Alex White and the Friends on Max Inc. Radio.
Say enough.
Yes. Very nice, very funky. Alex White and the Friends live in the Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. I love the guitar solo, and I love the bass rocker. So good. Hey, if you want to be part of the show, if you want to ask Alex White and the Friends a question or a comment, you can do that right now, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app.
Alex, the Pine Travelers, they performed on Max Inc. Radio on April of 2021 in the middle of the pandemic, and it was special show.
I remember that.
And the band featured a songwriting partner of yours, Nick Clutter. Tell us about the Pine Travelers and Nick Clutter, if you will.
Well, that was, I had a great time with opening for Clyde and Elf Lettuce and stuff, but that was like the next step for me. We did the most extensive tours I'd done, East Coast a bunch, Rocky Mountain region a bunch, and had a really, I met Nick in the Elf Lettuce days, just jamming. When we first jammed, we was like playing a Ween song on acoustic at like an after party or something. And I was like, this kid's got something. And we are really on the same page and into a lot of the same music. And then that band broke up, and my brother used to play in Pine Travelers with us on bass and guitar too. And he and Nick formed a good songwriting bond, as well as, the three of us we'd bounce stuff off each other. And, my brother has kids now and he left, but anyway, me and Nick, we had a really solid songwriting partnership. We could bounce stuff off each other. And when we would like have writer's block, we could sit on it and then the other one would come up with something, see it from a different perspective that you wouldn't even see, which is to me what great songwriting partnerships embody and stuff. And we wrote a lot of good stuff. We did three albums and a couple of EPs and had a lot of great times. And unfortunately he passed in 2022. It's like almost 2 years next week, anniversary, not the right word, but rest in peace, Nick. And the whole community misses him, and his impact is felt. And we dedicated this whole EP to him, to his memory and stuff. And we had a great time, did a lot of good stuff, did some stuff that I wasn't as confident about, and we helped push each other and put out some good stuff in the studio and put on some good tours. And he really learned so quick. He was not the most confident guitar player for some of his early times. And he progressed and excelled at a rate that a lot of people don't. He really stuck to his guns, he taught me a lot about effects pedals and stuff. I'm not a gearhead. He was so good at that. So we had a lot to teach each other and we learned a lot from each other. And, it'll always be in my heart and, a lot of the community's heart. Some people don't realize how much they are loved, and we all have an impact, even though we don't realize it often.
One of those great memories of Nick and the Pine Travelers was the year they played Atwood Fest on the Madison Heritage stage, I believe, at that time. What was that, 17 right. or something like that, maybe 16? I don't remember.
That was one of the best Madison outdoor events we have ever played.
There was literally thousands.
It was amazing.
Thousands of people were in front of the stage. There was a lot of great energy, and it was such a great show. And of course, Atwood Fest.
Special for us because me and Nick had always been Eastsiders since we've lived in Madison, and that's really a lot of our haunt. So, it was really special. That was an amazing time. Yeah, I'll never forget that one.
We're going to talk with your bandmates in just a couple of minutes, but how did Alex White and the Friends, the band, where did that come from?
Well, I was basically, kind of parting ways with Pine Travelers and starting to write a lot more music on my own. And my friend, good friend, another guitar player, Ashish, brought on here. We our ex-girlfriends introduced us and they're like, oh, yeah, you guys love playing with the guitar with each other. And we're like, oh yeah, it's cool, we'll probably jam a little bit. And they weren't kidding, like, so we took to it, like, it was amazing.
Both you, so the ex-girlfriends introduced you guys,
brought us together. I couldn't plan for that, but I'm glad for it, but at least
good things came from those relationships.
We've been playing like informally, like not really out at first, obviously, but Ash and I, like 14, 15 years probably. We had been playing together for a bunch and had always kind of meant to do more of a project together too. So he was immediately right. Like, yeah, let's absolutely do that. And, I had met Dave the year before, or well, a couple years before,
2 years ago.
but he was looking to, one of your old bands had broken up and you kind of had some more time and wanted to do some work on some original stuff and be more active. And Matt was in one of Burby's other bands. They had some great original music called Snafu. And we had talked on and off. He was like, yeah, you know, Ben, our bass player, is moving away. And I'm like, well, you got more time? I would love to play more. We've been talking about it. So it kind of coalesced with timing, which doesn't always happen. And I was grateful for that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, so they are friends.
Indeed. The friends.
Indeed.
They are the friends.
Not the only ones, but right. Some of the best, yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Alex White and the Friends, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us today is by the Pine Travelers, and it's written about Madison. Tell us about the biggest small town.
Yeah, this is... Pine Travelers and one of my, and Nick Letters, quintessential Madison songs. It was a co-write with him. I was practicing with my brother one day at his old place on Dickinson Street, and he went to the bathroom or something, and I was like, I just came up with this chord progression out of the ether, and had that, was working on it a little bit, and then I was doing a little writing session with Nick a couple weeks later. And the song was in the key of A, and I was doing that. Oh, there we go. And I lost my train of thought. No,
I'm sorry.
I was sometimes I don't think about my musician's language here. We're working on that. He had this section that was in A also, and it fit. We were like, let's try it out with that chord progression. And it fit perfectly as an intro. So the intro to the song, Nick completely wrote, brought to the table. I wrote most of the lyrics and the hook and stuff. And he wrote a lot of the solo section instrumental. But basically, like, the theme of it, the lyrics, it's an ode to Madison because it's sort of a tongue-in-cheek commentary on how Madison's a small city, and it is a city. But we all know that from day to day, sometimes it can seem very, very tiny and close-knit in a good way, but also sometimes small town in a weird way. So possibly could qualify as the biggest small town in America.
It's definitely my favorite song from the Pine Travelers. We played a lot here on Max Inc. Radio. And the note I gave you is because I know the song, I know the lyrics. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's the good thing.
And you, Dave.
FCC compliant.
Yes, I was thinking that I'd already, like, said an F-bomb and I didn't realize, yeah. Which, you know.
That's what I was.
Musicians,
I was
like, right?
I didn't hear one.
I didn't hear one either.
No, thank you. That's a good preemptive thing. But the good thing about the sections in between verses is it's very improv-friendly, so... Oftentimes with live versions, we would change it from show to show, the lyrics anyway, so we'll do our best.
Alex White and the Friends, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. You're live on Max Inc. Radio. Thank you.
Took a walk with Garrett, David, Pankin, and Art Paul. Slicer living in the biggest small town in America. Playing for them tourists down in State Street and Library Mall. Living in the biggest small town in America. You're living in the biggest small town in America. State Street, beware. Coming live in the lair.
Alex White and the Friends live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Stick around. We got more live music on the way.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, FreeBellyRubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Civic Media. If you don't have the app yet, get that on your phone and take Civic Media wherever you go. Find that link to the app at civicmedia.us, also at any app store. Coming up, we got Indie 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal, original local music from the Southern Ontario music scene, and then After Hours with Rob Roberts.
Alex, let's get to know your band, Ashish Pradhan, guitars and vocals. Tell us your backstory. What is your musical journey to the Friends?
Hello, yes. The journey to the Friends, as you said earlier, we go back a little bit, about 10, 15 years or so. I think we were, when you said exes, I think we were dating them at the time of the meeting.
Yeah.
They weren't exes at that point. But
there wasn't nothing nefarious or anything like that.
No. Right, right.
Yeah, all right.
But me and him go back a long way, play music. On couches, you know, with friends.
How did you get into music?
Personally, growing up here in Madison, I'm from the town. Grew up on this street right here, State Street.
Was a guitar the first thing you grabbed?
The first thing was violin.
Violin?
Violin. Classically trained as a kid.
Really?
Some choir on the side as well.
Was that in school that school, you did violin?
Private lessons and in school as well.
Like, what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing?
Dragging me to lessons, I would say. Kicking and screaming, you know.
But, did they suggest violin? I mean, how did you pick? Did you pick violin?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was thinking about that, how the violin was chosen. Maybe, you know. Yeah, kicking and screaming, you know, sticking with it, though, over time. But
made
the shift.
Do you ever think about bringing in the violin into the Friends somehow?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We've talked about that. For sure. Yep. I still have one. I still practice it.
Yeah.
We got a pickup
here. Yep.
Me and his current girlfriend got him.
We have to get on a microphone there, Alex.
Yeah.
We can't hear you.
You tell him.
Yep. We're working on a pickup and, yep, hopefully moving the violin in.
Oh, nice.
That's the first love of mine.
What other bands have you played in?
Let's see. Yeah, we were talking about Clyde earlier. I did open when they were at the Frequency. This is 10 years ago or something.
Blue Monday.
Blue Monday, yep, with Terry Daly. We were called TRA. We only did a little stint there, like a few months, but good times. Great people, great folks there.
And you got to play with Clyde.
I did.
What was that experience like for you?
It was amazing. I mean, it's kind of starstruck. I mean, those guys in that band were just, yeah, just amazing. Not
really starstruck. Good band.
Oh, yeah, those guys, yeah.
Wow, nice. Let's see. Alex, let's get back over to you. Tell us about the Halloween High Noon Saloon in Madison on October 21st. I saw that Soul Symmetry is tributing the Allman Brothers.
Yeah, that's actually Chet. He's another bass player who plays with the Friends also. We're kind of a collective. But Chet's in a lot of bands too. He's in a band called Cruisin' Around. Soul Symmetry was kind of his precursor band to Cruisin' Around. It's kind of a reunion show for them. They got two drummers, two guitar players. They're getting Bobby from People Brothers to guest keyboard with them.
Wow.
So they're going to flesh it out full Allman Brothers band style, big ensemble. They're going to do like a 75-80 minute set. Just I'm sure it's going to be great. Twin guitar leads. And our band project that we're doing is Play It Off Legit. It's a tribute to the wacky, wild, and crazy band Ween. And Dave is the lead singer in that band. Our bass player Dave, who's playing with us tonight, sings lead in that. It's a real good.
I can see that.
He kills it. He does a great job. Ash also plays in that band. And Mark from Co-Mingle and Novel Folly group. Brilliant young keyboardist, and our friend Elmer, and then Logan on drums from Lamp House Blue. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's crazy. We did it last year, also at High Noon Saloon on Halloween. We're kind of making an annual tradition of it. Halloween, literally, like play on words.
And November 10th at the Gamma Ray here in Madison. It's a benefit for Palestinian Children's Relief Fund. And the show features a fun lineup with Alex White and the Friends, Wild Violets, Brighter Days, Gamma Ray owner Kevin Wilmot is going to be doing a solo, I think.
Yep.
And Maggie Shays.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, that's going to be a great event. It's going to be an early show. It's a Packers bye week, so there won't be any conflict there. We tried to plan that one right, and it's going to doors at 3:30, show starting at 4:30. It's, you know, obviously for a really good cause. No matter what end of the political spectrum you're on, you know, we're all about human rights as much as we can be. That's something we can all agree on. And there's going to be a raffle with amazing prizes. Greg Ginter from the guitar shop. I was hoping to get like a $50 gift card or some dinged up consignment guitar or something. He's like, yep, stop on in. I got a brand new Oscar Schmidt spruce top. This thing is beautiful. I mean, you know, it's like a mid-grade to low-end guitar, but it's a really good for that end. And it's brand new. It's sounds good. I've strummed on it a little bit. That's going to make the raffle prizes real sexy. But we got other sponsors, the Sylvie, the Willie Street Co-op, Stoughton Opera House. I mean, there's going to be amazing raffle prizes and a lot of amazing bands. And it's going to be a great time.
Tell us about the relief fund itself, as far as when this money's raised, where's it going? How's the help?
The PCRF is the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund. You know, obviously in the title, you know, it's focused on, you know, for kids and families over there who are either, you know, displaced or,
Is the money, I mean, used to buy supplies? Is it, you know, food, clothing, shelter? The essentials to live the life, basically.
As I understand, it's mainly living essentials.
Food, medical, clothing.
And medical stuff, too.
Good.
I mean, it's an umbrella, kind of. Yeah.
Well, let me just say that you have Greg Ginter down.
Oh, man.
Greg's, that's a good impersonation of Greg Ginter.
Is one of my favorite characters in town. You know, everyone's got their stories about Greg, but, man, what a guy. Like, since I first moved here and didn't really know anything from anything, and he had that tiny shop on Atwood, I'm like, this is my guy. This is my shop. Like,
yeah.
He's just a character, man.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Alex White and the Friends. The next song that you have for us tonight, it's called River Road. And you wrote this while jogging, but it's about swimming?
Well, not necessarily about swimming, but it's in my favorite swimming spot. I love swimming in natural bodies of water in the summer when I can. So there's like, it's outside Arena, Wisconsin, on the Wisconsin River. It's the canoe and boat launch, and there's just sandbars for miles.
I know exactly where you're talking
about.
It's
such a beautiful spot. And the road that goes there, generically, it's called River Road, but fittingly. But, you know, like when I can make it out there and when I'm being self-disciplined sometimes, you know, I'd like go take a jog. This is during COVID where I had more time to do that and isolate. But I was taking a jog and I'd swim after the jog, you know, cool off. But like I've just got my pace going. And I'm not even listening to music or anything, but I just get this riff in my head. And don't lose it, you know, till you get back to the car. And then I get my phone out, my voice memos. I didn't have a guitar or anything there. And I just hummed it into the voice memos, built it around that. But then it was a good, like, lesson for me over COVID because I'm a word guy. I was like an English major in college, but like that's a blessing and a curse because I can write too many lyrics a lot of the time. So I did so many rewrites on this song over COVID, and thank goodness I had the time to. But I learned a good lesson about like the less is more with like lyrics and stuff. Sometimes you just let that one syllable ring for like a whole note or a bar or two. And hey, you scrap these lyrics. Sure, they're great. But put them aside for another song. And I whittled this thing down like 8 to 10 times or something, bunch of drafts, but I finally got it. It's like, you don't need that many lyrics. And then it finally worked. So
quality over quantity.
Yeah, right. Perfect. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Alex White and the Friends live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Give us a call. Ask them a question if you like. 844-967-2789. Call or text from the Civic Media app. Live in the Lair with Alex White and the Friends. Thank you.
insane equations. Showdowns in the street. Viral contagions. Knock us off our feet. Jump in the hurdles. Doing all we can. Running in circles. Back where we began. By night in the race we run, dividing lights melt in the light of the sun. We'll be right back.
Wowee.
All right.
I love the jam rock and roll. It's Alex White and the Friends live in the lair. Sounds good real quick. You know what? We only got about 4.5 minutes here before the hard break. How long is the last song here,
Alec? Well, we got another question here to ask.
Yeah.
I want to know about this bass player here. Oh, hey. Get up here. This is...
Let's wrap with some bass. You know, that'll be our encore.
Yeah, David Wyatt. What's your backstory, quick? How did you get into music? Because you play a pretty mean bass over there.
Ah, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Give me about 4 minutes for that.
Be brief, please.
Pretty musical family. My dad was a very classical oriented, like almost fascist when I was growing up. Demanded that all of his kids were raised with some classical instrument, which I hated practicing. So once I had my own freedom, I chose bass. And I think the reason I stuck with it was because no one was telling me what to do. So it became my life, became my identity. And honestly, before I met Alex, I had gone over 8 years without, being like inactive yet practicing.
Nice.
So I was hurting. I was hurting for some action. I needed a gig. I was like dying for it.
And you ran into these guys.
And then, you know, Alex just sort of. Blessing or curse, Alex landed in my life, and it's never been the same since.
What was the transition? I mean, you play metal a lot.
Oh,
too.
I have. Yes, you, I have. You have.
So going from metal into a jam band like this, talk about that transition.
Well, so the way I started was I decided I wanted bass because I wanted to be like Les Claypool.
Sure.
Primus was like, it just destroyed me. And then I was like, oh, nobody wants Les Claypool in their band. So how about we go? Then I learned Flea, and I'm like, oh well, no one wants Flea in their band either, unless you're the Chili Peppers. So then I was like, oh, let's learn Iron Maiden and stuff, and then Cliff Burton and so many other. And then, honestly, it's just like the first band I was in was
sorry, don't do that.
The first band I was in was a Led Zeppelin tribute band.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was 18, and then I had to learn JPJ, and that was. Way harder than I thought.
I will say you are one of the most entertaining people to follow on Facebook. You're my comic relief for sure.
You know, I just want to bring levity to this dark world we live in.
Thank you for doing that.
I appreciate it. I like that you. Thank you.
Oh, let's give the drummer some here.
Get up here, Matt. Get up here, Matt.
Matt Hunt. Matt, how did you get into music? What's your journey? How did you get in with these guys? We only got another minute or so.
Well, I'll make it brief. I've been playing about 20 years. I got my degree in music from UW-Whitewater, and I've been playing professionally and also teaching. I taught at Drums and More in Monona.
Of course. Rant.
Over 15 years, and every time I was waiting for a student or had downtime, I was reading Max Inc.
Yeah,
I delivered. I'm the one that put the papers in the upstairs door.
And I got to tell you that, you know, the first time I saw one of my bands listed in Max Inc. on the upcoming shows, that was a milestone for me.
Yeah.
It was on the way.
What band was that?
The Rotation. A bunch of friends from back home in Stoughton, and we've been playing for about 15 years now.
I'm familiar with the Rotation. It's kind of a poppy punk, rock and roll type of band.
Yeah, we play a little bit of everything. We play at Taste of Madison here and a lot of bars locally around town and clubs and stuff like that, so...
Wow, very cool. That is so awesome to hear.
So what's on the calendar for you guys? A bunch of shows coming up. Alex, what's in the immediate future for you and the Friends?
Well, we got one in Sun Prairie at Full Mile on November 9th. And then we've got, of course, the Halloween show with Played Off Legit at the High Noon, actual Thursday, October 31st at High Noon for Halloween. And then we got the Last Waltz and Beyond tribute. That's Saturday, November 30th at High Noon Saloon. So that's always a great time. Tribute to the band and the Last Waltz concert.
That's going
to
be a big show. And that'll be a sellout show, I bet.
It'll be close, if not.
Probably you want to get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com.
Absolutely.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming to play live in a lair. Unfortunately, we're not going to get to the last song.
No worries. We have long songs. We know that.
That just means the previous shows.
We prepared for that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, Jimmy, we have a lot of good lairs coming up.
Real quick, dude.
Let's see. Black Willow Starling on the 2nd of November, 11-9 is Dogtown Hollow. The 16th of November, Bing Bong. The 23rd of November, Paige Kleber. Sarah the Red on the 7th of December, and the Trembling Giant. on the 14th.
And don't forget, join Terry Barr next weekend at the High Noon Saloon for Freakin' Hollow Weekend. It's going to be a great show. Hope to see you there. I'll be on there with hopefully E-Dub. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.